Hello, and thank you for downloading Witness from the BBC World Service. It's 40 years since British paratroopers shot dead 13 civil rights marchers in Northern Ireland on what became known as Bloody Sunday. Mike Lanchin has been talking to the son of one of the men killed that day.
It's January the 30th, 1972, and the streets of Londonderry are bristling with tension. Bricks and bottles are hurled at British soldiers by protesters, angry at new government powers to detain suspected terrorists indefinitely. The soldiers respond with rubber bullets. But later, the soldiers start to use live ammunition against the demonstrators. By the end of the day, 13 civilians lie dead.
My first memory of that late afternoon was when I was playing in the street. There was a couple of boys of my age, and one of them just chirped up out of the blue, your father's been shot.
Tony Doherty was just 9 years old at the time. He was from a Catholic family living on a housing estate close to the route of the march.
I said to him, how do you know? You know, sort of half accusing. And he said, well, I was over in the Bogside a while ago, and I saw your father being carried on the ambulance. And he just said it matter of fact, you know, for a 9-year-old, this, you know, to him it maybe wasn't astounding news, but he says it nonetheless, and maybe he just didn't know how to put it across. And nor did I know how to take it, but I had a sense, you know, as I remember now, I feel a sense in the pit of my stomach. And that's how I felt at the time.
He'd last seen his mother and father that morning. They'd gone to the protests, leaving Tony and his five brothers and sisters with an older cousin. Now he ran into the house to ask her what had happened.
She was in the kitchen and I went under and I asked her, was my father shot? And she wouldn't answer. And I knew at that stage that it was true. And I suppose all I could do, not getting the answer from her, was hope against hope, that what I thought to be true wasn't actually true. So I didn't say anything to the rest of the children. And it wasn't until later on that night people started coming into the house. And I was sitting in on the stairs. People were coming in from the dark. It was a winter's night. And I remember my grandfather came in and my mother a man behind him, and the six of us were gathered in the sitting room at the time, and she just came in and said, your father had been shot dead.
Though 40 years have passed, Tony's memories of that day are still terribly raw.
I know it's there, but I choose not to visit it very often, because I tend to think that I can live my life as normally as possible, which I do, but I know that I have this memory, which is painful, and I relive it as a child. Basically, I don't visit it very often, because I can't.
Bloody Sunday was a watershed in the already deepening conflict in Northern Ireland, the first time soldiers had shot and killed so many demonstrators. But Lieutenant Colonel Derek Wilford, head of the 1st Battalion Paratroop Regiment at the time, said his soldiers had been acting in self-defence.
We went in to do a job which was to arrest people. That was our job. That were the orders. Those were the orders which I gave my soldiers. We went in there with that intention. We fired rubber bullets, and that's all we fired until we came under fire. We then reacted in the only way possible to us, which was to return fire.
A British inquiry was set up, but that was dismissed as a whitewash by many in Northern Ireland. Meanwhile, grieving and angry, Tony Doherty was growing up, convinced that his only option for justice was to join the armed struggle against British rule. So, on a January evening in 1980, he presented himself to the local recruiters of the paramilitary Irish Republican Army, the IRA.
There was probably five or six of us standing in the kitchen of a house, and the man asking each of us our motivation for joining up. And I can't really remember what the other people said, but I assume it was, you know, to get the British out of Ireland and so on. When it came to my turn, I said that I wanted to get revenge for the death of my father. And he said, "I'm sorry, what you've just told me isn't good enough for the IRA." And I was a bit taken aback by this, because this is what I wanted to do.
In the end, Tony did join the IRA, but within a year he'd been arrested and jailed for planting a bomb. He was released in 1985, but carried on in the paramilitaries. By the early 1990s, though, Tony was becoming disillusioned with the armed struggle, and instead turned his energies to the campaign for a second inquiry into Bloody Sunday. In 2003, Tony travelled to London for the hearings.
The soldier who killed my father sat no more than 20 yards away from me, and he was asked to describe the circumstances in which he shot my father. I know his name. I know what he looks like. He's a man of about, I would say, 63, 64 years of age now. I don't really have any feelings towards him.
No anger, Tony.
I didn't really feel any anger, I have to say. I mean, at that stage, I would have been in my early 40s, and I'd spent probably too much of my life being angry about the event of Bloody Sunday. And at a certain point, I realised that the anger only affects me deep inside, and that changes the person that you are.
It must have been difficult to sit there and hear him and watch him and put a face to that terrible event.
It was very, very difficult. There was a packed courtroom, and there was a number of our families there who, I mean, the man who killed my father killed another three people within seconds of him. And it was very, very difficult. It was very, very emotional.
The Savile inquiry took until June last year to complete its investigations. It was the longest and most expensive inquiry in British legal history. The day its findings were finally released, the British Prime Minister, David Cameron, spoke to Parliament.
The conclusions of this report are absolutely clear. There is no doubt, there is nothing equivocal, there are no ambiguities. What happened on Bloody Sunday was both unjustified and unjustifiable. It was wrong.
The words of the British Prime Minister, David Cameron, at the time, I think will go down in history as some of the bravest words that have been spoken by a British Prime Minister in the context of an injustice that his government was responsible for 40 years earlier.
You spoke of that feeling of wanting to get revenge for your father's death that drove you more fervently into the ranks of the IRA. Do you think you've ever got that revenge, looking back now?
Revenge is essentially about trying to satisfy yourself over how you've been wronged. In the case of how I would have wanted to do it in the 1980s, that was through violent means. My vengeance, in a sense, has come about very differently, and that the satisfaction that I have achieved as a result of overturning the injustice of Bloody Sunday has become for me far more wholesome than anything I could have done with a rifle or a bomb.
Tony Docherty still lives in Londonderry with his wife and children. He's now the manager of a healthy living centre close to the area where he was brought up.
Mike Lanchin. For details of our complete range of downloads and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.